All right, continuing. The child, with our poisoned pedagogue, the child does not yet understand enough, cannot yet read our feelings clearly enough to perceive that we are compelled to administer the pain of punishment only because we want what is best for him, only because of our goodwill. Our protestations of love would only strike him as hypocritical, because he's honest, unlike these poor folk who've been had the honesty beat out of them, or contradictory. Even we adults do not always understand the biblical words, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth." Only long years of experience and observation, along with the belief that the salvation of the immortal soul takes precedence over all earthly values, can give us a glimpse of the profound truth and wisdom of this verse. Losing control of ourselves should not be a part of moral censure, which can still be emphatic and forceful without it. Losing control only lessens respect and never shows us from our best side. However, one should not shy away from anger, from noble anger that arises from the depths of injured and outraged moral feelings. The less accustomed a child is to see lack of control in the adult, and the less the adult's anger is accompanied by lack of control, the stronger will be the impact if there is finally thunder and lightning to clear the air. Unquote from A. Matthias. How shall we rear our son, Benjamin, poor Benjamin, 1902. And Alice comments on this. Can it ever occur to a small child that the need for thunder and lightning arises from the unconscious depths of the adult psyche and has nothing to do with his or her own psyche? The biblical quotation, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth," implies that the adult shares in the divine omnipotence. And just as the truly devout person is not to question God's motives, see the book of Genesis, so too the child is supposed to defer to the adult, and I comment on this, to the state, without asking for explanations.